What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another Mock Draft Randomizer edition of the Smart Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. As you can see on your screen right now, I am your host, as always, Tony Mango, joined as always by Robert DeFelice.
I'm going to be a mighty king, so enemies, beware.
And you. Callum Wiggins.
I've never seen such a king of kings with quite so hairy chin. You got a hairy chin, Rob. So you've got too much hair.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get that line off.
You can see on your screen we have the circle of life here, and it is the randomizer that Callum's put together of everyone who's competed in the King of the Ring tournament so far. Are you counting the people that have been in the tournament this year already? Because we only know the Raw sides, but we don't know the SmackDown ones.
No, we know.
They announced on Raw who was in the SmackDown side of it.
Totally missed that. Monday
was a night for you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They didn't announce all the women, though, because they're sexist. As a company, yeah. But that's fine.
And this King of the Ring tournament, obviously, not Queen of the Ring tournament. It would be a different story if it was the other case around.
Although there is one woman in this, yeah.
I would assume China?
Yes.
China makes sense. Before we get started, though, of course, we'll give you a breakdown of like how this all works out and everything like that. But quick plugs. Rob mentioned, hey, it's Monday was a day. A lot of days are a day. And if you want to make sure that those days are not days and that good things are good, hit up this marketplace over on all the different avenues you can see on your screen right now. We always mention these things, but they ring true more now rather than ever. Join the Darkcast here. Aaron, most recent person. Thank you for Aaron joining that. If it's the YouTube channel membership that you'd rather do instead of the Patreon, personally, that's the one that I think is better because you get to see the videos for things like this. Then join that for the Darkcast tier, the Pick Poison tier, to sponsor things directly, whatever you would prefer. That helps us keep the lights on. The thanks button, it's a great way to toss a little spare change our way. Same thing as like the super chats. Pick up some merchandise on Redbubble or TeePublic if you want to buy like a shirt or, you know, a mug or, you know, there's all sorts of different products, all sorts of different designs. And that goes to not just Smart Out Moment, but also the Fanboys Anonymous shop and the A Mango Tees shop. You know, somebody earlier today, I got a whopping $1.50 or whatever it is from the t-shirt of the A Mango Tees design of Everything Sucks. That's all it says on the shirt, but somebody bought that. So I hope they're having a good day. lots of people buy those stickers of One Way Ticket to Pound Town. I don't know what they're slapping those stickers on, but keep buying them. I get 75 cents every once in a while for those. But yeah, you know, you want to help us keep the lights on. That is the best way to do that, is to help on the monetary side of things. Of course, there are non-monetary means for you to help us that I would love to see more support from, to be perfectly honest. Don't want to guilt trip everybody, but when I see, you know, 20 people leave a comment on something and I see we've got 2 likes on something, hit the like button. It helps us out way more than you think. The subscribe button, if you haven't already and you're a lurker on here, please subscribe to the channel. And hit the share button, you know, pass us around on Reddit, pass us on like a message board on Facebook, Twitter, whatever it might be that you are a part of. Also keep in mind Discord. There's no monetary incentive when it comes to that, but just, you know, check that out and, you know, keep the discussion going and everything like that. So what is a mock draft? Well, if you've not checked out all the other episodes that we've done before, the very, very quick rundown here is that we are going to, actually, I shouldn't bother to have the mock draft thing on the screen right now. You should be able to see us instead. That'd be much better. We are going to be picking, at least in this one, this is a randomizer, 32 people that we are going to then take and make a fantasy card out of. There are 201 names that we have down on here, so that balances out to not picking absolutely everybody that's on here, which, you know, I mean, we don't want to have a King of the Ring tournament that's, you know, 50 people or so anyway. 32 is kind of the maximum that we can get in there. Usually they do like 16. Sometimes they've done 8 in the past, which is really lame. But the setup of what we're going to do here also has another little twist to it. Callum, do you want to explain the mulligan rule?
Yeah, so essentially, there are certain people in this draft that are undesirable for a number of reasons. Certain people are jobbers that were just thrown into the King of the Ring tournament in the 80s and early 90s to fill in spots when certain wrestlers were unavailable for whatever reason when they ran the tournament. So there was just some local person that was thrown into it or the resident WWE jobber at the time. Other people have, killed people. And done other bad things that we may not want to incorporate into our teams. Just to name a few, we've got Chris O'Mara in this and Jimmy Snuka in this, and the most recent addition to the Wrestler Murderer Club of Billy Jack Haynes. So we may not necessarily want to put those people onto our teams, and so we're going to introduce a mulligan rule, which is you've got 5 times throughout the course of the draft, you can basically say, yeah, I'm not going to take this person and then move on. But you only get the 5. So obviously every time you do it, there's a risk associated with it because you have less and less. And then maybe eventually you get down to the last few picks, you've used up all of the your chances, and then you're left with B. Brian Blair, and you have to use B. Brian Blair. That's just the little addition just to make sure that we can at least have the better chance of getting some of the better people in this, because we're only going to be drafting, say, 32 each, 96 people, less than half the people are going to be drafted. So we want to try and get most of the good ones, or at least most of the interesting ones.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna hope that you get people like The Rock and Steve Austin, and even if they're not necessarily the absolute biggest names that have been out there, like a Kurt Angle or Shawn Michaels or something, you're still gonna hope that you get a decent enough name rather than, let's just look at somebody that's on this list, like the Bushwhackers or Mantar or something. So 5 mulligans are all you get. The wheel will spin. You'll see it on your screen. It'll pop up with what the pick is and stuff. I'll be switching them over to this part of the screen where we can, actually see the rundown. I'll probably put like the mulligan picks down here just to kind of, maybe put a different color or something to differentiate those. But we also have to figure out who is going first and second and third. So we could try a different list randomizer this time around. Let's see what we got. It is Cal and Tony Rob. So. Okay, I don't have to change it. It's easy. Cool. Good job, Giga Calculator. Way to make that easier for me. So,
Not that it doesn't really matter as much for a randomizer, though. There's no advantage really to going first.
yeah, you're not going to be able to like steal picks away from people in the sense of like, you picked one half of a tag team and then you screwed me over or something like that. So, it's more so just a matter of, we get to see who gets put where and who gets that final pick and all. So, that's what we're going to do. And as we always do, we want to know what you have to say about this kind of stuff. So drop your thoughts in the comments below, leave your thoughts about our picks. My ideal way of you guys leaving your comments, when you're watching the video and you see something, then just go like, ah, man, didn't see that one coming or whatever like that. The more comments, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So, chat it up and let us know who you think at the end of this ended up with the best roster to work with. Of course, we'll do a follow-up video, whether it's a dark cast or it's something else, we'll have to figure that out down the line, where we'll do our fantasy card. So it's not just with this mock draft, and then that's the end of it. We have the fantasy thing coming up another time. So without further ado, Callum gets the first pick here. Now I'm controlling the wheel on the clicks and stuff. They're able to see it on their screen, just like you guys are able to see it on yours. I'll be able to hear the little kind of thing because it actually does not pop up well on my OBS setup, but that's perfectly fine. Just assume that it's making that noise because, yeah, it is. So who does Callum get first?
All right, spin it.
Too Cold Scorpio.
I'll keep Too Cold Scorpio. There's not a big issue with Too Cold Scorpio.
Now, was he in the 98 King of the Ring? Is that what we're? How does he land on the?
I wish I'd kept a record of it. I originally, when I was putting the list together, I had them separated by the different one they were in, but I haven't kept that information because then I randomized all the order of them to make sure this list was randomized as much as possible rather than being in a like alphabetical order or something. I believe he was either, I think he was 97 or 98, one of those 2 years.
So you're getting Too Cold Scorpio, not Flash Funk.
Now that's how he's listed in the thing. He's listed as Too Cold
Scorpio. So if he's listed as Scorpio, then it was 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so my first pick is... No whammies. Rick Martel. Oh, I'll keep Rick Martel. I got a feeling I'm going to get... Yeah. I'm going to definitely come across some worse picks than Rick Martel. Rick Martel's not one of my absolute favorites of all time that I would be like, yeah, man, I can book 1,000 ideas for him, but I'm sure I could figure something out for the model. He's a solid talent.
I just see here you were just one place away from getting Razor Ramon on that one.
Ah, man, that would have been great. That's yeah. Right. Razor Ramon's right there. Chris Jericho is right there. R-Truth is right there, too. Rob's first pick.
Alrighty, let's see what we get. Oh, boy.
Just sit back and let the wheel do.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'd like to thank myself.
Of course, Rob does well when he just has no control of the situation.
I thrive.
So, do you want a mulligan?
I don't. I mean, he is the king of the ring. No matter what you say, when you think king of the ring, you think Stone Cold. That's a hell of a pick.
Since we don't, we're not doing the usual types of picks. We don't need to do the snake style. So we go back to Callum for his pick. And he gets...
Hopefully better than Too Cold Scorpio this time, but...
Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll kick Tyson.
He's going to get the wrestling tournament, of course, because he's Callum. Yeah. Even the randomizer.
Yeah, Too Cold Scorpio and Tyson Kidd at the moment. That's like... It's not exactly star power, but there could be a good match or two out of these.
I mean, you can get 16 good people and 16 okay people and have a good first round and then... really spice things up.
Yeah.
Let's see what I get. It's got to be some dumbass thing, I bet. It is.
The Red Rooster.
Didn't I call it?
Terry Taylor.
Do I want to use a mulligan already?
It's a little early for a mulligan.
I mean, do you think that there are definitely a lot worse options than the Red Rooster in this? But he's not. He's definitely not at the top end, but he's definitely not the worst either.
Think about this, Tony. You're the cock of the walk.
I'm trying to think. Like, is there any King Chicken puns I could make? I'm gonna mulligan him.
King Fried Chicken. Oh, you're gonna mulligan Red Rooster.
I'm gonna mulligan him.
Poor Terry.
Wow. He said, "Fuck the Red Rooster."
Let's see. We're size 14 for these. I want to make this even across the board. There we go. Red Rooster is my first mulligan pick.
Right, so you get to go again. See if you get someone even worse this time.
Probably gonna be worse.
Dragon's Halls.
Owen Hart. Fuck.
Okay, so that's a good one.
Perfect. Absolutely.
That's upgrade. Yeah.
Owen Hart, one of my absolute favorites of all time.
Good example of
King of the Ring.
Two of the King of the Ring winners already gone.
Out of a list that's of 201. Yeah. Let's see if we can make this a third with Rob's pick.
All right. Steve Austin and who? Come on.
Brian Knobs. You started out good.
I'm going to keep him. I'm going to hope for Jerry Sags, and I'll have a tag team match on the card.
Well, this is the tournament. This is a 32-man tournament.
I'm gonna mulligan Brian Knobs.
Well, I think that's a risky one. I think I don't think Brian Knobs is by far not one of the worst ones in this. But we'll see.
All right, let's remove Brian Knobs.
Without Jerry Sags, it's kind of.
Well, he's in it as well. You could have the match against them if you wanted to.
That would be what I would have done if I get Jerry Sags. But watch me get Jerry.
But then,
Sags
do right you want to hope that you get him? All right, are you mulliganing him or?
Yeah, I'm mulliganing him. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's see if you get Blackjack Mulligan. You're getting Finn Balor. Okay.
All right. That's a major upgrade.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You're going to Stone Cold Steve Austin, King of the Ring, to Demon King Finn Balor. Two mulligans already down.
I've definitely got the worst out of the two first ones, but that's we'll see.
No, let's see if it fits your style of booking, though. Like
you might get Les Thornton.
Yeah, that, I mean, that'll be a mulligan.
Right, your next pick is
Edge?
IRS.
Oh, that could be fun. That could be some fun with IRS.
The no mulligan for the son-in-law of Blackjack Mulligan.
I would have kept IRS too. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have also kept IRS.
Do some kind of thing about no taxation without representation.
I love that.
Let's see. Switching over to my next pick is Randy
Orton. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
I'll mulligan that. No, I'm just kidding. Definitely not going to mulligan.
The good thing also is that Bob Orton is in this as well. So you might, if you can get him as well, you could do a father son thing at some point in there.
Hoping that I don't get him, but I'd rather get him than some of the other people on the list.
Well, look at this way. You're the one who should get him now out of everything.
At this point, you need to get him.
All right. Let's go Dan Spivey or something, maybe, for Rob. You're going to get Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
I will absolutely keep Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. I like Paul Orndorff.
Yeah, speaking of
WrestleMania 1.
Yeah, WrestleMania 1, yeah, with Cowboy Bob.
Pretty much the next person you could have mentioned on that list, right?
Okay, give me a star this time, please.
You're going to get Stardust.
Cody Rhodes is in this.
You're getting Perry Saturn.
There's one below Kurt Angle, great. I'm keeping Perry Saturn. Perry Saturn's good. A good hand. Callum's I'm just getting the people that will get... I'm just getting people that will get eliminated in the first round right now. That's fine.
Maybe. I mean, depending on what else you get.
Hopefully. I'm hoping it's the people that will get eliminated in the first round.
So I just realized that I had removed the mulligans from this. Brian Knobbs and Red Rooster.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you guys are cool with that.
Because they've been picked. So, like, essentially you're removing them as well from the... Okay. From the pool for the rest of us. So, yeah, that's how it should be working.
All right, so next pick, I think it's mine, yeah, is Pedro Morales. Not somebody who I would really book all that much, but I'm going to keep Pedro. I only have 4 mulligans, and he's definitely somebody who I could justify doing something with, even if he just loses in the first round, rather than if I end up getting, let's see, who's somebody dumb on this list I can spot off the top of here. We'll see. So next pick for Rob.
All right, who we got? Let's go.
The spoiler.
I'm going to keep that.
Really?
Going to keep the spoiler?
Yeah, because I might get somebody who can walk right through the spoiler, so.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, and we could have fun with this. We don't know who the spoiler is, in theory. He could spoil it for the people.
He's there to be a spoiler.
Callum's next pick is...
Please.
Kurt Angle.
There we go. Finally. Okay.
You willed that.
This is now this is looking like a wrestler group.
Yeah, I mean... Even in Randomizer Town, he gets Kurt Angle. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Just need to get Gunther now, and then I've kind of fulfilled like 1A and 1B of my usual drafting strategy.
So definitely not mulliganing that. Let's see what I get.
I think I'll be safe.
Yeah, your favorite of all time.
I'll take my mulligans. I'm doing quite well with my moment. Ooh.
Ted DiBiase Jr. I'll keep Ted DiBiase Jr.
It was junior as well. There is senior in there as well. You could actually really get a very family affair thing because there's Bob Orton in there and there's Ted DiBiase Senior. So you could get, if you got both of those, that'd be quite a fun time.
Is Cody in here?
Yeah, Cody's in there.
Cody's in. So.
Dusty is not, though. Dusty was never in the King of the Ring.
I believe so. That there's a variety of options with Ted DiBiase Jr. I could even just put him in the first round against Randy Orton if I wanted to.
Yeah, Goldust is in here, though, as well. So there is double Rhodes in here.
Here you go.
Rob's next pick is...
Let's go. Come on, need a big one.
Dragon.
Yeah, Dragon.
That's one thing for me.
Yeah. Dragunov's great.
Ilya Dragunov advanced in the King of the Ring tournament. on Monday.
I absolutely would have put him against Kurt Angle at some point if I had the option.
I imagine you would have.
Yeah.
Right now, if my list stays the way it is, spoiler, he's going up against Balor at some point.
Like, that makes sense.
It's a good one.
I'm not planning any of my stuff quite yet, but...
You don't have see. King model?
Let's see what Callum's next pick is. Papa Shango. Definitely less on the...
I'm mulliganing Papa Shango.
Are you really? I would have kept him. See?
No, it's a dumb thing. I've already got IRS as a comedy character. I can't do with Papa Shango as well. As much as Wade Barrett would hate me for it, I can't put Papa Shango in this.
He's the Voodoo King!
No, I refuse. I've got some good people to start with. I've saved my first mulligan till now. And you guys mulliganed and got really good people, so I'm going to hope for the best as well.
I'd have kept
I hope you get the Godfather. Honestly.
I would take the Godfather younger.
I mean, I'm kind of hoping that you get an even worse gimmicky one, like a Kamala or something.
The pimps are okay, but Voodoo's crossing.
I would rather take Kamala over Papa Shango because I think it's just more.
You got Ultimate Warrior.
Oof.
See, a large part of me I have to keep the Ultimate Warrior. I think
Ultimate Warrior, the origin of the phrase "yada yada" problematic on this podcast.
Was he the first one that we did with that?
Yeah,
first one I think. Oh, was it the first one that we did? We had to promote for. I'm pretty sure it was Ric Flair or something like that.
It was Warrior because it was me, and I just was like, I'm not explaining why I'm picking him. Yada yada problem.
Oh yeah, I don't think we were referring to it. Yada yada problematic at that point. I think that was the first time we actually coined the phrase. But yeah, I mean, he's a piece of shit, but I guess he's better than other people in this draft. So
Kurt Angle followed up with Ultimate Warrior. Next pick for me.
As far as my knowledge, Warrior has not killed anyone, but he did rape Santa Claus in a comic. So, you know.
This is true.
Adam Bomb.
That's a very Tony pick.
He's going to go nuclear on this King of the Ring tournament.
I'm going to keep Adam Bomb.
Yeah, I thought you would.
He's not somebody that I, if we were picking this, the 32 picks on our own, wouldn't be probably in my top 32, but.
Why he's in the tournament?
It was somebody had gotten injured, right?
Nope. He's the person who put over Mabel to get in the tournament.
Let's see if you get Mabel on this. Rob's next pick.
That'd be another
is
king, yeah.
Johnny Valiant.
Really? Yep. Fuck.
Just literally an inch above Gunther there as well. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not mulliganing him. I feel like I wasted one already.
Johnny Valiant. Yeah. Would have been a mulligan Johnny for v. me.
Yeah. He's only called, he's termed actually technically Johnny V in the King of the Ring, but I decided to give him the name that he's most familiar with.
And now Callum gets One Man Gang.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. I can take One Man Gang.
One Man King.
Oh, that's fine. You'd be a big guy that someone takes down.
Makes sense. I'd have kept One Man Gang for sure. My next pick is a trash pick. It's Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
You think about this one?
Are
this
you gonna,
definitely, this definitely on the low end, this one.
Are you going to put him in the trash?
Do I just be a new generation kid and keep him? Or do I... risk a mulligan.
Him. Or do you put him in the tray?
How do we feel about retroactive mulligans?
What do you mean?
We get done our 32 and then it's your mulligan replacement pick.
And then it's like I'm gonna mulligan Duke Drosy.
I don't think that's in the rule of mulligan. Unfortunately, I'll have to check the rule book, but I don't think that really applies to mulligans.
Alright, Tony, take your pick. Are you gonna make the Duke a king?
That's a good pun. I'm going to keep him.
King of the trash.
There we go.
King
of the trash.
I don't
King
trust that I'm going to not get somebody even worse and beat this one.
All right, can I get a winner here? You got fucking Johnny V in the last one. These two guys don't even know who Johnny V is.
You got Steve Austin with your first pick, shut up.
that's also fair.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Let's go!
That's a king. Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a king.
I mean, you're not a king of the ring, but a king.
King. And honestly,
damn.
I'm definitely going to use him.
Duke Jarosi, if I would have done that, I would have gotten Jerry Lawler afterward. Fuck. Calum's next pick is...
Hey, let's go. Someone good.
Jack Swagger.
I've got Kurt Angle. I could have a match between him and Kurt Angle.
Fits his theme. Well, kind of fits his theme. Ultimate Warrior, my man, gang are ruining a little bit, but...
You're actually, like, outside of Warrior for the most part, and, well, I guess my man, gang. You're getting...
He's getting a lot of
picks that you would have normally probably been picking if we picked, like, if we did the 201 names and it was like, okay, let's narrow it down. We have to pick everybody. Like, I think you would have probably picked up Perry Saturn at one point. You probably would have picked up Tyson Kidd. Like,
Oh, yeah. A lot of these people I would, like, you know, but they would be kind of, like, quite far down.
At some point, I would have wanted Tyson Kidd. You know, like, you got a good mm-hmm. list.
Next pick for me is somebody. Give me Mr. Perfect or Daniel Bryan. Hell yes.
Wow.
See, I would have picked him before a lot of the people that I've drawn.
Yeah.
I've got my team so far. I think Tony's doing the best so far.
I got a pretty damn good list.
Yeah, he's got a nice balance. I got fucking Johnny Valiant.
I'm glad I mulliganed Red Rooster. All right. Rob's next pick is
Edge.
Okay. Another King of the Ring winner.
Let's go. You know, I've got some decent picks here.
King Edge, all of his awesomeness. Next one all for right. Callum is.
Let's see what we're gonna do here.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
King Brutai.
It's not going well.
I'm hovering over here because I feel there's a mulligan about to.
Yeah, I feel I've got a mulligan boost, probably.
where did we stand on retroactive mulligan?
too late now. I've decided. Oh, this is going badly.
Callum holding off on his mulligans, and now is the first one to reach his second mulligan.
Yeah.
All right, so your replacement pick. Let's see if you get Brian Blair. You're getting Dean Malenko. You lucked out on that one. There we go.
That's a bit more like it. One I definitely would have picked.
Yeah, Dean Malenko fits with, you know, you can have him
Malenko
against
Tyson Kidd in the opening round. Pretty sexy.
All right, following up Dean Malenko with my next pick of Kane. Hell yes, I'll take that.
He's got a shot.
The big red.
Just King. Right off Daniel Bryan, you got Kane.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
I'm glad that I just barely missed out on
come on, give me Bret. Give me Bret Hart. Let's go. All the way. Bret Hart, come on.
You're getting Gunther.
Let's go.
Oh dear.
Who will more than likely will win.
I don't know what I've done to deserve this really, but I put all this work together. I get these 201 names and I'm looking at this shit.
Let's see if you get Danny Gunther Davis.
Dragunov?
Yeah, give me Danny Dagish. Yeah, that's fine.
Calum's next pick is...
For anyone wondering.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Well, yeah, I'll keep Bubba Ray Dudley. It's definitely not one that I would be seeking after, but, you know.
His name is Bubba
Ray.
King Dudley.
Next pick for me.
Come on.
Iron Mike Sharp.
The legendary.
Yeah, we're gonna use that second mulligan.
Yeah, I thought that was coming. Yeah.
I will say, Iron Mike Sharp is one of the fucking coolest names. It's a shame that he is not.
It's amazing that he was a jobber. Like he was like a sub jobber essentially with like the coolest name ever.
Yeah, like you replace so many other people that have just generic ass names, like a Dolph Ziggler, and it's like, oh, you're Iron Mike Sharp, and it's like, all right, well, here's more world championships.
Yeah, he's like the Max Power of wrestling names.
Yeah, Trent Steele. All right, so who do I get instead of Iron Mike Sharp?
Come on,
let's get something really good here. Don't give me Skip. I got Skip.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip Skip. Yeah. I'm gonna mulligan.
Oh my
Skip.
God, he's got. Oh my god, you're
I'm double mulliganing.
We're not even a third of the way through yet, Tony, and you're going to risk three of your mulligans already?
The universe is telling me to.
Get zip.
Luke. Bushwhacker Luke. Dude, you had Chris Candido and you gave that up.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna go four?
There are worse people still in this thing that you'll want to get rid of.
Was Luke the one that got eliminated in the Royal Rumble super fast?
I don't remember. It was just a bushwhacker going over the top.
I think it was Luke. I'm gonna keep Bushwhacker Luke.
Are you?
I'm too nervous to do another one. Is it Bushwhacker with an H? I always forget that.
Yeah, it's with an H. I think it is anyway. It doesn't matter.
You fucking better not get like Bret Hart or something in this next pick.
He's gonna get Bret Hart. Yeah.
Come on. Shawn Michaels, some kind of
Shawn Undertaker. Bret Shawn Undertaker. And we get
Roddy Piper.
Let's go. All right.
I should have mulliganed again.
I think you shouldn't have risked it because there'll be someone that comes along a lot later that's going to make you regret having made as many mulligans as you had.
Damn. All right.
Okay. Let's see. I don't need another mulligan. Here we go.
Bobby Lashley.
That threesome right there. You had Bret, Lashley, or Punk. You're going to come out a winner regardless of what you did there.
Yeah, I got the lesser of all those three, though, which is kind of in line with how my draft is going, though. But yeah. That's cool, though. Bobby Lashley's cool.
I would love to have gotten Bobby Lashley last time around. I'm getting Vader. I will very much take Vader.
That's a good one.
I would have loved that pick.
Got some big meaty men you can slap meat with.
Vader and Kane. I can do Vader and... Daniel Bryan for like a big man versus small man kind of thing. Next pick is the Barbarian.
I'm keeping that.
I think you can take it.
You can be worse, children.
Alrighty, next one for Callum.
Alright, let's see what we're gonna get. Oh no, Pete Doherty.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's get rid of the third one then.
Let's mulligan that.
This is too early to lose three people that I can't. Yeah. This is not good.
Alright, replacement for Pete
Doherty. I've got over half the draft to go.
Is that you all leveled up? You got Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't make him the king.
King Kofi Kingston. Kofi King.
So important that his King of the Ring match this year is taking place on a house show.
Well,
so.
He can't be king. I mean, like he...
Is it taking place on a house show? They're not doing it on Raw.
Yeah. Kingston and Mysterio and the other women's one
and Shayna versus whoever.
Yeah, it's going on the house show.
They should have at least done that for like main event or something.
It makes the house show important at least.
True.
Give me somebody great.
I think it's my pick. Yeah.
I don't care what happens to you. I hope you get trashed.
D'Lo Brown? I'll take D'Lo.
Down with D'Lo Brown.
Was never as high on D'Lo Brown as a lot of other people were, but he's a solid hand.
He was sky high at some point.
Yeah.
That's correct. Come on.
And other times he was low down.
Benoit?
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk. You know what? This is my best so far, I think.
Yeah, and you were in no control over it. that's how it works.
I should have mulliganed Valiant. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you've got them saved up now. You can be a bit picky about these ones now.
How do we feel about retroactive mulligans? How do I replace that Bushwhacker Luke? All right, so back to Callum again.
Okay, let's see.
Yada yada, problematic Chris Benoit.
See, I'm one of two people that would take him, so you know.
Yeah. You're not going to mulligan
people.
I'm going to stop you there.
Yes, he killed people.
It's a declarative statement.
Yeah.
Right now, at the end of it, there, it's just like a reporting a fact.
Yeah, it's amazing that I'll take him, but I would have mulliganed Alberto Del Rio in that instance.
We always take Benoit over Del Rio, which says a lot about Del Rio.
If I get Del Rio, I'm just gonna have him take one bump and shit himself.
All right. With Brown.
Next one for me is Cesaro. Hell of a pick.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
Usually ends up on either of your teams. You usually grab them where I can.
Next one making the king of the swing.
Yeah. The Swiss King. Next one for Rob is the wild man, Mark Merrow.
I will keep him. I think I'm one of two people who would keep him.
The other one being Cal. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It would be me.
I mean, at this stage, I'd have to keep Mark Merrow, but you know, he wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, your next choice is Devon Dudley.
Okay, now I've got something interesting here.
Very much going to go up against IRS in the first round, right?
Yeah,
I'd say so. Oh, this is going to be prime TNA television champion Devon Dudley going on here.
Wrestling every week.
Maybe you'll get Deacon Batista as well. All right, next pick for me.
Batista was never in King of the Ring.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
I'm getting Sika.
Could do worse.
How many mulligans did I do already?
Could do worse.
You've done three already, and you haven't gone reached the halfway point yet. So
yeah, I'll keep
at your own risk. Yeah. You might get some others.
First round elimination.
One of the more prominent Samoans.
Next one for Rob is Alex Riley.
I'm gonna keep it. You know, he should have been something. He pinned the Miz after the Miz won the main event at WrestleMania. Alex Riley could have been something.
I would have rather had Alex Riley over Sika, to be honest. Gallum Gitz.
That's okay.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, that's sure.
I really thought that said Buddy Holly for a second. No, just like
Buddy Holly, like is in the thing.
Classic King of the Ring. Buddy Holly.
Holly's in it. Yeah.
Next one for me. Don't give me Giant Gonzalez. Tatanka?
Tatanka, it looks like.
I'll keep Tatanka. Make him...
the chief.
Yeah. High chief, king of... Is he... what a... what tribe is he a part of?
He's a Lumbian.
Okay. All right, next pick for Rob.
You've got plenty of mulligans in your hand as well, so you can...
If you want to. Bushwhacker.
Yes, Bushwhacker. Out of here, Mulligan.
All right, Bush.
That's the dream of both Bushwhackers being in Tony's one. Gone. So.
Bushwhacker Butch is a Mulligan number two for Rob. Your replacement is
Eddie Guerrero?
The Hurricane.
Ah, I'll take him, but Eddie Guerrero is right there.
Just barely missed.
Oh my God.
There's a Hurricane. Rob still has the least amount of mulligans taken away.
Yeah. Okay,
this guy.
Next one for Callum is, you're going to get a good one here, CM Punk.
CM Punk.
That's great.
Yes.
Are you going to give him that match with Benoit?
All right, it's starting to step up a little bit. That kind of middle row is looking pretty good right now.
You're giving him that match with Benoit, right?
I'm trying not to think about Benoit at the moment.
You got Kurt Angle, you've got I mean, you could build to Kurt Angle, probably do the Benoit one first. Next one for my team is Andrade. I'm very glad to have gotten Andrade instead of beat Brian Blair right there. He was just about to switch over to there. I will keep Andrade. Rob, your next pick is
Let's go.
Booker T.
King Booker.
I got a lot of tournament winners here.
Yeah, you got a fair number.
Very, very solid pick. Next one for Callum.
All right, let's see.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Bret Hart.
There we go.
All right.
I never get Bret Hart in these things.
So the finals of his...
Take him.
let me just be clear here. The finals of his tournament is Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. How we get there, I don't know.
There could be some other people. There could be some other good people coming still.
Man, I really hope I can get Bret.
My thing's decided to switch on now and started to play in my favor, so I'm working at this now.
Man, if I would have had Bret, I would have had Bret Randy, Bret Owen, Bret Bryan.
I would have had Bret Austin, Bret Edge, Bret Gunther, Balor. Bret Piper, great match. Bret Balor.
And again, Bret versus Bubba in my one.
Next pick for me. Give me something like Bret Hart level.
Bob Backlund?
Bob Backlund?
Yeah. That is Bret Hart level.
Not Bret Hart level in my end, but I'll take Bob Backlund.
In many ways, he's above Bret Hart because he held the WWE Championship a lot longer than Bret did.
So. Hey, beat him for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost got Bob Orton on that one. So let's see what Rob gets.
Come on.
Do, 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 do. Damn, you're going to get another good pick here. Chris Jericho?
Yeah! Look at that.
I think you're starting to run away with this.
Yeah, he stepped up a little bit. Yeah, he's been consistently good. Apart from Johnny Valiant, but you know.
Yeah, I could have fucking
wrong. And the spoiler, yeah. Johnny Valiant and the spoiler aside, you're doing pretty well.
The spoiler is okay, because again, he's going to just be fed to somebody.
Hopefully Ryback.
Okay.
Next one for Callum. Well,
it's the big show. Yeah, sure. I'm thinking him maybe against a one-man gang at some point. That could be quite fun. Just two big guys going at, slamming into each other.
Really, Bobby Lashley should just slam him and that's it.
You could get a big king. And the next King of the Ring potential that I have is the Warlord. I want to do it already.
Say it like you mean it.
Are you going to go number four there? There's still a lot to go.
The Warlord's not that bad, Tony.
I'll keep him.
There we go.
Because you're right, I have a lot of picks left. All right, next one for Rob.
Come on.
Typhoon? 37? Typhoon.
Are you kidding me?
Next to Ahmed Johnson and Randy Savage in between.
Mulligan.
Whoa, Typhoon.
I can't make him the Shockmaster. He's useless.
That's Uncle Fred.
You could have had Typhoon against Hurricane.
You know that is funny. No, that's okay. I'm keeping with the theme of Mulliganing 90s tag team guys.
I definitely would not have Mulligan Typhoon.
I mean, if he's on this list, you might have had Typhoon against Hurricane, and then the winner could maybe fight Lance Storm.
unfortunately, Lance Storm's not in this.
No, he's not?
No. They didn't redo a lot of King of the Rings when Lance Storm was employed.
Your Mulligan pick is King Kong Bundy.
It's in the name. You got a king.
Yeah, you keep getting these kings. Bundy. Yeah,
that's fine.
I would have much rather had King Kong Bundy than Warlord.
All right, next up.
Callum is Rhino?
Gets some Rhino.
It's a fucking Rhino.
Yeah, I like Rhino. I'm probably, if we're doing this like the proper draft, I probably would have been the first person to go for Rhino.
Definitely one of you two would have picked Rhino over me, but Rhino's a solid pick for sure.
I love Rhino. I would have absolutely taken Rhino.
All right, my next pick is... Give me... Oh, I thought it was going to be Triple Snake. H there. Jake the Snake.
Oh,
Roberts.
That's great.
That's a good one, though. That's a
Randy great Orton. Pick.
Yeah, that is good.
Snake against the Snake.
I think it's now looking because you can see what sort of matches you want to pair off, but it's like when you want to pair them off against each other now when you start thinking about the tournament.
Triple
H, structure
Shawn Michaels.
Now we can start Undertaker. To see some of the names a little bit better, too. On the wheel.
Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Eddie Guerrero, come on. We got some names here.
I was just shy of Triple H, though. Glad I didn't get Boris Zukov, though. That would have been another mulligan. Next one for Rob.
Come on. Dean Ambrose?
Jeff Hardy.
I can't go wrong.
Are you getting all these good picks? What the hell?
Yeah.
Rob does so much better when he's on a randomizer.
He does so much better when he doesn't have to actually make any picks himself.
When I have no control.
Maybe you should randomize your fantasy league team. Which, by the way, everybody, check out the Fantasy League. There you go.
It'll be so funny if we did like a more traditional draft moving forward and Rob just randomizes.
Maybe we have to do that in the future and see what happens. Yeah. All right. Callum's next pick is going to be the lethal weapon, Steve Blackman.
That's cool. Yeah, Steve Blackman's cool.
Steve Blackman rules.
Actually, Steve Blackman is the opposite of cool, but he's fine as being a pick in this draft.
He's solid.
I like Steve Blackman. I think that's fine.
My next pick is
China.
Luke Harper. Just barely go over to Luke Harper.
The king of the swamp.
I will definitely be keeping Luke Harper.
I believe that's the only member of the Wyatt family to have been in King of the Ring.
Really? And the next one for Rob is Elias.
Oh, he's going to walk with Elias.
All right, I'll walk with Elias.
You know, everybody knows that WWE.
He can become the king of rock and roll.
Yeah.
If Jarrett's in this tournament, I'm fine. Like, I can.
Jarrett is in this tournament, yeah.
Next one for Callum is Bull Buchanan.
Oh, do I do this now? I actually quite like Bull Buchanan. I think he's a really good wrestler.
Think about it this way. How many good picks are still left that you could get in this versus you have two mulligans left? I'd be mulliganing if I were you, probably.
I don't know. Could end up with...
I'm going to keep Bull Buchanan. I think there'll be worse people that I fall on.
All right, Tony.
Next one for me.
Let's
see if I have to put that to a test and go. No, Mustafa Ali. I'll keep Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I probably would have preferred Mustafa Ali to Bull Buchanan, but still, like, I think I'm thinking about future me getting up with like Special Delivery Jones or something.
He's the king of special deliveries, Cal.
See what goes over to Rob. It is Boris Zukov.
Well, that says Yokozuna. I don't hear this. Aye. Mulligan
in Boris. Oh, now Rob's got the most. It's how the tide has turned. Rob's now to have the most mulligans.
Yeah, it's fucking Boris Zukov.
And his mulligan pick is Farouk.
Absolutely. Nah. That is Farouk a man.
Assad. One of my more favorite names in wrestling. I always liked saying that. Almost got Jorge Animal Steel.
Or Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, or Jinder. Could have been hindered. Maharaja. And Draws goes over to Rob. Sorry, to Callum's team.
Draws.
You going Mulligan or Rekeven?
I'll go Mulligan Draws, I think.
He's not going to...
He's going to puke.
Yeah. In this tournament.
Callum puked all over that pick. Huh?
All right, so Mulligan pick instead of him. Yeah, you got
Christian?
Christian.
Yeah. Oh, either Christian or Yokozuna, that would have been fine either way, but yeah, I'll take Christian.
Give me somebody like a Triple H, Yokozuna, somebody really good here. Don't give me like a Steve Lombardi or whatever. I'm going to go. Give me Undertaker. Rikishi.
Oh, you got Rikishi.
I'll take Rikishi. I can put him up against Sika.
Yeah, I was going to say, just wait till you get another Samoan to throw up against him.
Man, almost got Undertaker. That would be great.
Give me Undertaker.
No.
Give me Undertaker. Here, come on.
You get Hawk.
I like Hawk.
Gonna keep Road Warrior Hawk?
Yeah, I'm going to keep Hawk.
Yeah, you don't want to waste another mulligan on that. You've only got one mulligan left.
That's true. He only has one left.
Dude, I only have one left as well. So
is Animal also on this list?
I can't actually remember if Animal's on this list.
At a quick glance, I'm not seeing him, but he might.
He might have been someone that was supposed to be in it, but then was taken out for some reason. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't see him on the list, but he might be somewhere in this spot that's upside down.
Yeah. It's the issue of not
having it in alphabetical order.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, so next one for Callum is Mr. Perfect.
Oh, hello. What?
Are you kidding? Hello. Are you kidding? This is ridiculous.
I just did a quick scroll down my list. That animal's not in it at all. So Hawk is
Callum's
the only
cheating.
Member of the
legendary. Cheating.
You got,
I've done pretty well for the last few.
You got perfect and Benoit.
Perfect
and Brett, Hart.
Benoit, Angle. Like, you wouldn't have picked these people anyway. Like,
yeah, outside of a couple first round eliminations, you've got like multiple kangaroo winners.
Yeah, I might now be struggling to figure out who's going to go in the first round.
Yeah, that'd be difficult.
All right, Tony. Still with two mulligans, so you've got some breathing room now in that field.
Ted DiBiase
Senior. Oh my God, he's got it. To pair up with Junior.
See, I would have liked him because I would have just had him go over Johnny Valiant and the spoiler by buying his way into the semifinals at least.
I probably would have put him against DRS if I had the chance.
Yeah, most likely. I don't know if I'm going to put him against Teddy Junior or, you know, do some other kind of variation of that, but I'll definitely keeping Ted DiBiase Senior. He's fucking awesome. Next one for Rob is Kamala.
Kamala. All right, I'll keep Kamala. I'm starting to suck now. What the fuck? You know?
Remember, you do have one more mulligan left, but each I have two.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have wasted that on Kamala. Yeah.
I'm going to save that for when I get Del Rio.
Next one for Callum.
King Harley Race. What is this?
Yeah, definitely. I think out of all of us performed the best in the last few ones, really.
What is this? He's cheating.
I've got four or five. Actually, I think I've got the worst one going on now.
You've been the most consistently mid.
Shame. I think Tony started really well.
Yeah.
And then it just dropped off a little bit. But it's a marathon, not a sprint, so.
We'll see if I get a good one here to add to the team. No whammies. Give me Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
I will certainly take Kevin Owens. One of my more favorites.
King Kevin KO. Owens and Owen Hart.
Kevin Owens hurt.
That very well could be happening.
You know that he'd want to have that match.
Oh, definitely. Even if it's like a semifinals.
Yeah.
Next one for Rob.
Come on. Cedric Alexander?
Cedric.
All right. That's a good pick.
I always want to refer to him as Cedric the Alexander.
No, that's Ashanti the Adonis, his tag team partner.
And Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. Next one for Callum.
Nobody that bad.
Doink?
Oh,
King Xavier Woods?
Yes, another king. The most recent king.
I wanted you to get the court jester.
I've got him and Kofi.
That's true. I know
what I'm doing. Biggie has never been king in the ring, by the way, so that won't be.
No Biggie on there. I got
Pierre Elias. Is that going to be your next mulligan?
He's a monster.
Yeah, I'm going to mulligan him.
He's a pirate. He's king of the pirates. Tony, he's king of the pirates.
Yeah.
Especially
mulligan him for sure. And we're going to replace him with William Regal.
Another king of the ring winner.
Certainly love to have him on there.
It's pretty crazy how many King of the Ring winners we've pulled out of this, considering there's only 201. There's 201 people, and there's only, I don't know,
96 picks. Well, yeah.
We're only making 96 picks, and there's only about 16 King of the Ring winners.
Mm-hmm. Very surprised about how many is on there. All right, I'm not mulliganing William Regal, so we go
King
over to
Haku.
Rob.
King Haku,
Danny Davis. Is that going to be your final mulligan? There's still quite a few picks to go because you're leaving yourself completely vulnerable at this point.
No, I'm going to keep Danny Davis.
You're going to keep Danny Davis.
I'm pretty sure he's the one underneath the spoiler mask as well for this, by the way.
He isn't. I checked because I wouldn't have kept Danny Davis if he was
did you?
Spoiler as well. Yeah.
Who was under the mask?
I need to double check that. Really, it was. I think it was in like one of the first King of the Ring tournaments. Give me a little while. Well, you can pick while I'm checking.
Well, this pick is your pick, and it is Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's
a former King of the Ring, back when the King was defended like a championship. Fun fact: Randy Savage beat him.
So the spoiler was a guy called Donald Delbert Jardine.
Andre Dean. Oh, really? Yeah. He was still wrestling by 88.
Yeah, I mean, he was How old was he at this point? He would have been 45 when he was wrestling that match.
Wow. So Don Jardine, like, when people talk about the Undertaker walking the ropes, he gets it from that guy. That's very interesting. Yes, I'm a colossal nerd. Go ahead.
All right. My next pick is going to be Rey Mysterio.
That's King Mysterio.
That's a King Mysterio to you, buddy.
King of the Mystery. I will take Rey Mysterio very, 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 very happily. Hell of a performer.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
Oh, next. Sid is on this list. Give me Sekou Sid. I'll take him.
Oh, you're going to get Raven.
I love Raven. Ain't no problem taking Raven.
That's so Raven.
I just found the guy who's beaten Johnny Valiant. So I'll tell you that right now.
Johnny Polo.
Johnny Polo. Fun shit, dude.
All right, Callum's next pick.
Yay.
Are you kidding? Damn, you're going to have a fucking...
Callum manages to win again.
You have no bad people on your list except for Bull Buchanan, I would say.
Look at this list.
That's a crazy
list. It is pretty nuts now looking at it. It was quite, because I was like getting quite a lot of mid people with the stars. I would like down on it.
Joe versus Warrior, even. Like, there's no bad matches for Joe here.
You know, you got Joe Hart. You know, you got Joe Perfect.
Benoit.
We know Joe Angle's good, so.
We got Joe and Big Show. That's probably one of the only fun matches Big Show could have.
Well, that's the Big Joe.
Well, that's the Big Joe. It's a Mojo.
The Rock.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Give me some good picks like this going forward, and I'll be.
And you can have Rikishi forfeit to him and say that he did it for The Rock.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's funny. You should consider that.
Brock Lesnar.
Problematic now, but like another King of the Ring winner as well.
I'm assuming you're.
That's back to back King of the Ring winners coming out.
All right, over to Callum again. And you've got
Randy Savage,
the Macho Man.
That's three back to back King of the Ring winners.
Wow.
This is bullshit. But Callum's card is going to be sick. That's great. I love that for Callum.
Leave your comments in advance to the fantasy booking part where you go, yeah, I'd rather see Callum's. All right, let's see who goes over to Team Tony. It is...
Oh, it was Nini Abadaria.
Dean Ambrose. I'm going to get another good pick.
These are some good picks coming out now.
The Lunatic King. And then Rob picks up the Great
Khali.
Khali, you know what? You could do worse.
Great Khali, fabulously.
Remember, we all have just one mulligan left.
Four picks left as well.
Let's see who Callum gets next. He gets Ahmed Johnson.
You're the only one who wouldn't take this pick.
I'm gonna take Ahmed Johnson. There could be a lot worse in the final ones. I need to be prepared for that eventuality.
Be prepared.
A lot of Disney going on. And I got Crash Holly.
King Crash. Elroy Jensen.
Not the Holly that you probably wanted.
He had an idea.
I gotta mulligan him.
Really? Whoa.
I would never
have done that with Crash Holly.
Look at this. I've got Adam Bomb, Duke Drosy, Bushwhacker Luke, the Warlord.
You could do anything you want in this tournament. You could put Duke versus Crash in a hardcore dumpster match or something. Like,
yeah, I literally cannot believe that you skipped by Chris Candido and Crash Holly. That's remarkable too.
Yeah, how did you skip, by the way?
Partially because it would be funny to skip. All right, let's see if I regret this.
All right, yeah. Now you've got four picks to ruin this.
Yo, please,
Gold Dust.
I thought you were gonna get Lombardi for a minute there.
Gold Dust is an upgrade to me. I like Crash Holly, but I'm like, man, I need big names on here. I don't like Warlord and Pushwhacker Luke and stuff being on there. So I'm risking the idea that means all my mulligans are done. So my next three picks are just whatever they are.
Yep. Yep, locked in. Me and Rob can still make a change if we need to.
And Rob's going to get Triple H. Yokozuna.
That's not bad. That's
a hell of a pick.
Yokozuna's a great pick.
Yeah, it's definitely not bad.
Well, fat is not bad.
Callum's next pick is...
Grandmaster 6A?
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn.
You know, he's still going. He's still doing pretty well. But he's
by the way, another King of the Ring.
I'm assuming you're keeping him.
Yeah, of course I'm keeping Billy Gunn.
All right, I have to keep whoever the hell this is. So this is Tajiri. I'm still disappointed in that.
Definitely would be one of mine or Rob's picks if we had the option.
He'll get eliminated in the first round. Tajiri's cool and all, but he's not. So I'm not going to give him multiple rounds in a King of the Ring tournament. Let's see. Rob picks up the Berserker. You're going to keep Berserker. You only have two more picks.
That's okay. You could still do worse.
I probably wouldn't have kept the Berserker that one.
Yeah, I would have all gotten it for sure.
John Nord's not that bad.
All right, let's go. Two more picks.
Dolph Ziggler, another good performer.
I would have preferred Dolph Ziggler. I regret that.
So now I've got the choice to this one. This one's going to be difficult because my last pick is now a potential mulligan. So I could get someone who's half decent and try and risk it to go for someone even bigger.
Right.
So this is going to be tense now. Yeah.
Penultimate pick for me.
Tension's all gone, really, because you know you're getting this. You're getting a test.
Test. Another just mid-card dude. But could be worse. Could certainly be better.
Plenty of big names to do it.
Rob's penultimate pick is...
Okay.
Nikolai Volkov.
Really?
Really? Is that going to be the one that goes?
Yeah, fucking Mulligan. You're right next to Boris Zukov.
God, you hate the Russians.
Really? USA.
You hear that, Putin?
All right.
So your replacement pick for your last Mulligan is Bad News Brown.
I'll take it.
Is that bad news to you?
Streets.
All right, now I've got free reign on this one. Now I've got an option of, like, do I go big or do I go home?
You at least have a safety in that.
So, yeah, exactly.
We're going to have a moment of fun here, as I actually have to get up for a second, so...
Oh, thank Christ.
Bill Woods, you are going to mulligan him, right?
I have to get up here, so I'm going to come back and see what these final picks are.
Okay.
Alrighty, your mulligan pick is...
That was good, I saved it.
Yeah, you did save that, and you're going to get a much better pick with Tito Santana.
Ricky Steamboat? Yeah. I'll take the guy, that's good.
And my final pick...
I'm hoping for you, Tony. I'm hoping it's a good
pick. Alright, so... In the meantime, while Rob is off, I'm going to take a quick look at this. I'm going to toss out some people I definitely don't want it to be and some people that I would definitely be hoping for. So a little hard for me to read some of these. For memes' sake, if I get Mabel, it's funny. Obviously, I'm certainly cool with like an Eddie Guerrero, a Drew McIntyre. Would love to get like Cody Rhodes or Triple H or whatever.
Shawn Michaels Undertaker's still in there as well.
Shawn Michaels Undertaker, AJ Styles. On the slightly lower scale, like X-Pac, cool. Mm-hmm. Totally would love X-Pac to be on my team. Probably would have been one of the people that I would have picked down the line. Mankind, one of my favorites of all time. I'm hoping I don't get like Dan Spivey's right near Razor Ramon. Like I want Razor Ramon. I don't want Dan Spivey. I'm hoping I don't get Special Delivery Jones or Don Morocco or Skinner, Jim Brunzel, Hercules. These people that I just have no real attachment to. I'm hoping I don't get Giant Gonzalez. Hoping I don't get Jacob Blue. I'd say it. It's about split in three between names I would really be happy with. Like, you know, like an Undertaker type or Animal is on this list. I'm seeing him now. He's right next to LA Knight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I must have missed him when I was doing my little scan.
So there's names like, you know, Shawn Michaels that I really wouldn't like on my team. There's like that secondary group of people that I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take a Scott Steiner. I'll take a Jey Uso. I'll take an Iron Sheik, Ricochet, whatever you know, Santos Escobar. And then there's the people like the Mr. Hughes, where yeah. Then I'm just going to be like, you know. So
Mr. Hughes actually made it through to the second round of his King of the Ring.
Who did he beat?
I need to check this one. So let's see. I think it was King of the Ring 94, or maybe 93. In tournament.
Definitely wouldn't have been 96 or 97.
Nah, I don't think so. I'm just checking 93 to see if it was here. He beat Kamala in his one. I count out. And then lost to Mr. Perfect in the quarterfinals.
Hmm. Alrighty, so let's see.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Who my final one is. I have no mulligans. I am stuck with whoever I get, and it is Baron Corbin, another king.
King Corbin, yeah.
I will take King Corbin. I mean, I have to, no matter what, but you know, I like Baron Corbin. Admittedly, Baron Corbin was in that second range, not one of my absolute top picks. Of course, I would have picked Shawn Michaels over Baron Corbin, you know. But,
can I make a suggestion in terms of a match? Because you've got Duke Drozzi and Baron Corbin in a King of the Ring tournament.
I'll say, you know, it's still waiting for Rob a little bit. I'll say I don't know who I will end up picking to win this King of the Ring tournament. I've got about five or six names that I would realistically go with. Like, I mean, clearly I'm not going to go with the Warlord as my King of the Ring. But I've got enough people that I could go with for King that I don't know for sure who I would end up going with. Like, I could very easily go with a Daniel Bryan. I could very easily go with a Randy Orton. A Kevin Owens, you know, Ted DiBiase very much could be King of the Ring. I could go with The Rock. I could go with Dean Ambrose. You know, I've got some options here. So it's going to take me planning out the actual matches to see which ones I want to be like, oh man, it would have been really cool to do Kevin Owens versus Owen Hart in the finals, but then I'm sacrificing Daniel Bryan, or I'm sacrificing Kane, or, you know, you have an even bigger task when it comes to that, because you have just...
Oh yeah, there's a lot of decisions, Mike.
I think if I were on your side of things, planning yours, because you have so many big names, I would have to do a split of just, like, I'd probably put them all on a list, and then I'd just go and separate 16 of, like, the top 16, and then be like...
Oh yeah, we'll do that, yeah.
Yeah. Because I would assume that you probably are in a spot where... Realistically, you're going to have Bret Hart move into the second round. You're going to have Kurt Angle move into the second round. Samoa Joe most likely will as well. So you're going to sacrifice those Tyson Kidds. And, you know, you can do Tyson Kidd versus Bret Hart, too. That's another one. I could see you... We know at least there's some names, like, you're not putting Ahmed into the third round.
No. I'm just going to look through, because I'm just so amazed about how many kings that we've managed to get in this one. I'm just looking through. So we've got Harley Race, got Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase is former King of the Ring.
Xavier Woods, Randy Savage, Billy Gunn.
Tia Santana, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, Stone Cold. I thought The Rock was the King of the Ring, but it was actually Ken Shamrock. I always forget that it's
Shamrock was.
Yeah. Billy Gunn, Kurt Angle, Edge, Brock Lesnar, Booker T, William Regal, Baron Corbin and Xavier Woods. So there's actually only Bad News Barrett, Sheamus, Ken Shamrock, Triple H, Mabel, and Don Morocco are the only Kings of the Rings that we haven't drafted.
It's crazy.
So out of the 22 winners of the King of the Ring, we've only missed out on six of them so far. Nuts, considering how many other people win this.
And then if you count King Kong Bundy, and you count
and Jerry the King
Lawler, Jerry Lawler, you know, Brock Lesnar and all. All right, so Rob is back. He's getting himself situated, and we are going to get to his final pick in a second.
He just missed Baron Corbin, and it was my final pick. It was Tito Santana.
Tito Santana after Bill Woods was the sacrifice.
Tito Santana's not bad, you know?
The former King of the Ring.
That is true.
As all is right. Corbin, yeah.
So then...
All right, so... A lot of big names left for you, Rob.
I hope I get a good one here. Let's see.
Let's see, Rob.
You start with whoever it is.
Sami Zayn.
It's a good one.
Can't go wrong with Sami Zayn. Definitely can have a lot of good matches. Sami Zayn against Chris Jericho, against Jeff Hardy. You got Sammy and the Hurricane even would be a good first round match. Definitely yeah,
I
some.
I did the second best. I think. I think Callum did the best. I think Tony probably comes up worst, but not really.
I think there's a lot of top level people on each one.
It's surprising how many people are still left on this board where I know for a fact they would have gotten picked. Like, you know, Triple H would have gotten picked. Shawn Michaels would have gotten picked. Razor would have gotten picked. If we would have picked our 32, then there's, I would say, maybe even a full like 32's worth of people on here that might not necessarily have gotten picked. Because I highly doubt that anybody would have necessarily picked King Kong Bundy. I don't think that Jim Duggan, even though he's like a solid enough pick, I don't think Jim Duggan would have gotten picked if we would have been like manually picking these.
Oh, yeah.
So, goes to show you our mulligan picks as well. These were the ones that were deemed a thumbs down. I certainly would have rather picked like a Papa Shango over Bushwhacker Luke. Are there any of these mulligan picks you guys would have rather had instead of somebody on your team?
I would have rather Callum had Chris Candido.
No, I think I picked my ones pretty wisely. There's none of those people that I'd... But the only one that I feel like a little bit iffy about is Bob Buchanan, and even that one. Like, say what you want about Bob Buchanan, I think he has one of the best leg drops in WWE history.
He did have a good leg drop. Crash Holly's an insane skip, though. I would have taken Crash Holly.
I got Goldust for that one, right?
Yeah.
It's an upgrade, but still, it's like...
I don't feel bad about any of my skips, because honestly, the fuck the Russians, and you know? And basically, any of those tag team guys who wouldn't have done anything as a single, except maybe Typhoon, when you think about the Shockmaster.
I would say if I retroactively had the option to like swap one of my skips and you know whatever, I would probably sacrifice the Warlord on my team and replace him with Crash Holly. Like if I could, you know, play around with that a little bit.
Now, when we're drafting these cards, are we going full 32 tournament or are we thinking? Like, okay, we'll do the quarterfinals, quarter semis, and then the main, or what? How are you guys doing this?
My intention was to just structure the 32-man tournament, really, and just, like, instead of, like, booking a card, you're booking the tournament, essentially.
I was approaching it with the 32 tournament side of things. Guest appearance by Rob's phone on the
webcam. Yes.
We haven't really planned out what the dark cast is going to be yet. Yeah, we've done some things in the past where like I've kind of just recorded on a side, like, you know, what tournament would I book with what they have, or, you know, I might do like an alternative tournament idea where maybe I'll do like, all right, if I needed to knock it down to 16 and then I had 16 other people to work with for like a championship and like a tag title and whatever, like I might kind of play around and do like alternative cards, but I'm definitely at least going to, for our main thing, I think that's the simplest thing as we could do is we could just have a 32-man tournament and kind of any extraneous crap that I do, I'll do in a dark cast.
This is the first time I really feel inspired to do something with the people that Callum got, and even you to an extent, Tony, because like Randy Orton, Owen Hart, William Regal. But if I had to guess, if we're just guessing who the other people's finals will come down to, I definitely think Callum's is Brett and Kurt. I think Tony... I can see Tony's coming down to The Rock and Randy Orton. Or Daniel Bryan and Owen Hart.
I think Rob is going to end up having Stone Cold Steve Austin against Brock Lesnar.
Well... For many reasons, for full circle reasons, probably.
I think potentially that could definitely be like the end of it. I think at some point on your thing, you're going to do Gunther versus Brock.
Oh, I forgot you had Gunther. Yeah.
I
think you got Edge though, so you might be tempted to put Edge in there.
Yeah. I think when we come down to doing it, just in the vision in my head at the moment, I think I'm going to surprise a few people with how I structure this.
Devon Dudley going to the finals, okay.
Yeah.
You know, Devon.
Devon versus Bubba in the finals.
Devon Dudley, Bo Buchanan final from Callum, who would have thought?
I don't know if you have any kind of like specific plans in mind, but that's an interesting idea to be like, you're going to surprise us with something, okay. I'm down for surprises like that. We'll figure out what we do with this in the future. I'll probably spend some time tonight, to be perfectly honest. I usually end up doing that. I usually end up like just immediately going, I want to book my card, and then I work on it at like 3 a.m. or something. So depending on when we get another chance to do our fantasy booking stuff over the next few days, or maybe we even do it next week or so, Darkcast might be before that, might be after that. We do need to kind of settle on our schedules and stuff. So it's not happening most likely tomorrow, but stay tuned. Maybe we record it after the Hot Tags or something like that on Friday. And we will, of course, have another episode of the Hot Tags coming up on Friday. And then I don't know what we have planned for next week and stuff. I lost track of all that stuff. Crazy past couple of weeks. So show your support. Keep us going. Make sure that you see the future episodes by funding the ability for us to do these next episodes and to keep the morale up and everything like that. Make sure you're subscribed. Click on that little notification bell. We've got King and Queen of the Ring coming up pretty soon. So we'll have our live post show immediately following that pay-per-view on the
24th,
26th, something like that.
That and Double or Nothing.
We got those two. NXT Battleground had been moved over, so we don't have to do a threefer that time. They haven't said when the King and Queen of the Ring tournament is airing, I think. So I don't know when that's going to be. Like, it's usually in the afternoon. Figured out when it ends up being the case, though. But we've got an actual King and Queen of the Ring tournament going on, so we'll be talking about that for the Hot Tags and stuff, too. Lots of King and Queen of the Ring talk coming up. And if you want us to do anything else in particular, you remember you've got the Pick Your Poison tier, so you could directly fund that if you want us to do a deeper dive into something like, you know, to watch an old King of the Ring, or to maybe instead of putting these alternative card things on the Darkcast, if you want us to put it on the main channel and have all of us do alternative cards or something, I don't know, you know, it's kind of up to you. That's the whole reason. You get to pick your poison. So keep all that in mind. Make sure you are on the Patreon, subscribe on the YouTube channel, make sure that you follow everything else that we've got going on here. You can check out the link tree. Go to amangotree.com. You can see links to every single thing that you've got for Fanboys Anonymous and Smart Cat Moment. The more support that you give for either of them, the better it is for me in the long run, and the more that it'll keep me from going absolutely insane. So follow me at Tony Mango. Definitely pass things around to people that you think are interested in checking out things like the Blueprint Project or Smart Cut Moment, or, and you know, an article, editorial, whatever it might be, podcast wise, writing wise. It's all greatly, greatly appreciated. Of course, if you're following me, you're going to anthonymango.com. You should also follow Rob and Kellum.
Yeah, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. First of all, let me apologize. This is a new setup I'm trying with the laptop and the headset. So we'll work the kinks out there. But I always appreciate the support. And I'm going to underscore what Tony said. You should be checking out everything under a mango tree, because it's time to show support, basically. And, of course, also check out Fightful.com. And all the great stuff Sean and the team we have are doing over there. And you can check out dudefelice.com as a central hub for these things, and hopefully more in the future. But Callum also has some great stuff coming in the future, maybe.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at WeekMeister14. You can check out the power rankings over at smartcampmoment.com to see how I'm ranking the WWE superstars based on their previous week's performances. And then while you're there, you can also head on over to the Fantasy League, also at WWEFantasyLeague.com, to see how our teams are doing. The first couple of shows are in the bag now. Some points are being picked up. Of course, there's still a long, long, long way to go until we determine who the winner of this season will be. But check it out, follow along to see how our teams do.
Okay, okay, everybody, that's it for this edition. Thank you, as always, for checking us out. Thank you in advance for your comments, for passing us along, and anything else that you do. And we will see you next time. But for now, this has been another Smark Out moment. We're being counted out.